Welcome, my friends. It is Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. It is good to be with you wherever you are around the country. And then remember, as always, you can find the latest breaking news at michaelsavage.com. Again, that's michaelsavage.com, filling in on the Savage Nation tonight. So good to be with you. Lots to cover this evening. And one of those things that is continuing to still be a big issue is this whole issue over guns and everything that goes along with it. And Yoko Ono now becoming the center point of the anti-gun campaign. Now, many of you know Yoko Ono shares a photo and a life, an early life, with John Lennon. And she tweeted out a shocking picture this week. An absolute shocking picture of John Lennon's bloody glasses in support of gun control. This on the heels of Mayor Bloomberg coming out. He's going to spend millions of dollars on an anti-gun campaign, and he says he will target any person that he believes is vulnerable and that is not on the right side of gun control. We're talking millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars that he's going to spend going out targeting Republicans and also Democrats that he feels could be vulnerable on the gun issue to force them to do the right thing. Now, some people say, wow, that's brilliant. What a great idea. Others say, you're a mayor of a city. Why don't you deal with the problems in your city and stop trying to go attack people around the country? Even the NRA says Bloomberg can't buy America amid their $12 million gun control blitz. But let's deal with these glasses and Yoko Ono for a second. First of all, I mean this sincerely. I think she has a right to say whatever she wants to say about her husband's death because she was married to him and he was gunned down in the prime of his life, and she is totally entitled to that opinion. But what I want to look at and analyze tonight is how many people are behind Yoko Ono and what she tweeted out with absolutely no regard for reality of what this bill would and would not do. Going for total universal background checks, going for an assault weapons ban, and everything that Yoko Ono has said that she's in favor of. Even Stephen King weighing in on this ongoing debate whether civilians should have the right to own what they refer to as weapons of war or assault weapons. King, a gun owner himself, published an ebook on Amazon.com called Guns shortly after the Sandy Hook Elementary. Stephen King and Yoko Ono are weighing in on this debate whether you and I should have the right to own these weapons. Now, this is my point, and I'll deal with Yoko Ono first. Yoko Ono and her husband, John Lennon, he was shot with a revolver. He was shot with a gun by a man that was mentally insane. He was killed in December of 1980, and the gun that he was killed with would not be banned under the assault weapons ban. And that's my point about this whole conversation. That's the point that drives me crazy. You look at the man who committed that crime. He had a massive history of mental health issues. Actually tried to kill himself once. He became famous. He was obsessed with John Lennon. He was obsessed with books. He was obsessed with stories. Thought he was in some of the stories. Same type of obsession we saw with a man that tried to kill Ronald Reagan. They had a history of mental health issues. They had a history of doing harm to not only themselves, but also threatening against others. They had a history of problems. And the same way with the killer of John Lennon, the same thing with Newtown, the same thing with Aurora, the same thing with Tucson and Gabby Giffords and that horrible shooting there. You have a consistent theme in all of these, and that is mental health issues. Yet Yoko Ono puts out a picture, and she's entitled to her opinion. I said that before, and I respect her opinion, but I think the problem is I'm not sure she realizes what she's advocating for would have had absolutely no impact at all on her husband's death. A background check would not have changed things, and the gun that was used to kill her husband, unfortunately, would not be against the law in her case. Now, I say unfortunately, I'm basing on her perspective, not mine. And this is what's happened. Yoko Ono comes out and she sends us out, and she's all of a sudden, you know, this spokesperson on gun violence. And she's the person that we should all be looking towards. And, oh, well, she should have a say-so in this. Well, I've also been a victim of a gun crime. I, too, have been shot at. I have had a gun to my head, and I've been told that I'm going to die in my life. And I have had to go testify against people in prison who then threatened to kill me. Their family members and their gang members threatened to kill me in the elevator of the courthouse. I've lived this nightmare. And I've also dealt with someone who was declared mentally incompetent to stand trial by a judge. I've dealt with mental health. I've seen it firsthand. But you look at Mark David Chapman, who was convicted of murder of John Lennon on December the 8th, 1980. Chapman shot Lennon four times in the back as he and his wife entered their apartment building. After his failure at college, he decided to go to Hawaii and kill himself, but he failed at his attempt to do it. He was found alive and admitted to a local hospital. He was diagnosed with clinical depression. When he was released, he was given a part-time job with patients, playing guitar and participating in patient counseling. And then what happened? Chapman's mind began, as he put it, to progressively dissolve. He began hearing voices. He began hearing things that he thought was going back to his childhood. He began to obsess over things. He began to obsess over The Catcher in the Rye and the art of John Lennon. He wrote in a letter to a friend that he felt like he was going insane, going nuts, in his own letter. But no one's talking about mental health here. No one is talking about mental health. And that's the part that has to be brought up. And yet Yoko Ono puts this bloody picture of John Lennon's glasses out there. And again, she's entitled to her opinion to do this. But that's the problem that scares me the most about liberals right now. They don't even know what they're advocating for. Because there is nothing in these bills. There is nothing in these bills. Not one single thing in these bills that they're advocating for that would have changed the outcome of what happened with John Lennon's killer, with Yoko Ono's husband. And yet liberals, they don't care. They're out there going, oh, look at this. Look at what a hero she is. Look at what an advocate she is. Look at what a great person she is, and what strength it took for her to tweet out this picture. And my thing is, why are we not advocating for laws on mental health? Why is it we continue to attack the gun when the one thing, you know what's interesting? I would say this. If she would have texted out a picture or texted out, we need mental health evaluations, I agree, because this Mark David Chapman, who was convicted of murdering her husband, John Lennon, on that night, that winter night, December the 8th of 1980, who heard voices in his head and everything else that was wrong with him, who tried to kill himself once and was committed to a hospital and a psychiatric ward and was diagnosed with clinical depression, he should not have been able to go out and buy a gun. But instead, anti-gun nuts are using the death of John Lennon, even, and his elderly, widowed wife to then advocate for gun control, which even if they pass the law they say they want passed, would not have gotten the gun off the street that Mark David Chapman used, because that gun would not be illegal. It would not be illegal. I want to get your reaction to this tonight and see what you think. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. And you tell me if this isn't a classic example of where people just don't get it in the world that is terrified. And there is a lot of people out there that are terrified of guns. Yoko Ono has taken up arms, as one liberal newspaper put it this week, against gun violence with a new Twitter posting, including a photograph of bloodstained glasses apparently worn by John Lennon when he was shot and killed more than 30 years ago. Over 1 million people have been killed by guns in the U.S. since John Lennon was shot and killed, is what the former widow tweeted. The bold text above the graphic photo is black. Over 1,057,000, and John Lennon, which appears in bright red. Again, she's entitled to her opinion. She is absolutely entitled to her opinion. But at least understand the law you're advocating for, because the gun that killed your husband would not be outlawed by the gun anti-gun nuts out there. That would have no bearing. And there is nothing in this law. There is nothing in this law that would deal with mental health. And that is a huge problem. And why we're not doing it is beyond me. I just don't get it. 1-800 or 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282, online at michaelsavage.com. It is Ben Ferguson filling on the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth, call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
KSFO traffic, the accident in Berkeley now westbound 80 University Avenue. The three left lanes are blocked. Getting reports maybe up to six cars involved in this. Traffic already backed up before Gilman and growing. Eastbound 80 is going to be slow coming out of the MacArthur Maze. Eastbound 80 at 4th Street in San Francisco have a crash. Looks like middle lanes are blocked. Traffic very slow. Northbound 101 from 280 out to the lower deck. And southbound 87, Almaden Expressway in San Jose. Crash there. I'm Dave Fouts. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Sean Hannity.
The thrill of victory.
Oh, I will admit.
And the agony of defeat.
It kind of hit me this weekend. Just kind of caught up to bam. Ow. I woke up this morning and I felt great. It just evaporated. I'm ready to fight again.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm not going down the road of depressed and wringing my hands and woe is me, because in life, you've got to add perspective to things. Now, you can't lose an election and not be concerned. That's not panic, though.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a ticked off Tuesday, but we do it with a smile on our face. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. It is so good to be with you wherever you are around the country, and we've got a lot to cover tonight, including Yoko Ono tweets out against guns, showing using John Lennon's bloody glasses. In her tweet, it says over 1,057,000 people have been killed by guns in the U.S. of A. since John Lennon was shot and killed on December 8th. 1980. After 33 years, she said, our son, Sean, and I still miss him. And the 31,000 people are killed by guns in the U.S. every year. We are turning this beautiful country into a war zone, she tweeted. Now, here's my thing. And she is totally entitled to her opinion. But here's my thing. She says that we need gun control. My question is, why isn't she an advocate for mental health and having those that are on that have had mental health issues, those that have been declared by a court mentally incompetent, those that have been committed against their will to a mental institution, be on a list that we say, yeah, we're not selling you a gun? Because a consistent theme, whether it be Yoko Ono and John Lennon in the shooting that night, is mental health issues. You can go back, as she would put it, 30 years. And these consistent crazy shootings continue to be an issue of mental health. And not only that, but the gun control that she's advocating for would not have affected the gun that was used in killing her husband. And that's the thing I just don't understand about the liberals with this, is they're out there fighting for something on an issue they don't even understand. And it's obvious. Because if you did understand it, then you would make sure that you'd at least have the gun that killed your husband be on the list. You would think. Keyword, you would think. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Matt, listening in KSFO. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Ferguson. I'm very good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Give me your take.
Fantastic. I'm wondering what you think the limits should be on people with on purchasing guns for people with mental health issues. As someone diagnosed with major depressive disorder and social anxiety disorder, I was hospitalized 3 years ago. I am now no longer a danger to myself or others, and yet there is a 5-year statute on purchasing weapons.
Well, there's a couple different things here, Matt, and I'm glad you called, because you are the poster child for this issue. There are people that I know that have had mental health issues that have been committed against their own will, who have come out on the other side of it, and they've done fine for 3-4 years. And then they unfortunately have had major problems again. And that is tough. That's really hard. I mean, that is the question is, because there are days, and there are people that are very close to my family that I would consider to be like family, that have had mental health issues and have had to deal with these issues. It's been a constant, you know, discussion. But like you said, 5 years, most clinical studies have shown that if you can stay out of it for 5 years, then the chances of a relapse are drastically lower. But I do unfortunately think, and I hate this for people that feel like everything's fine and okay, that 5 years, some people say, look, 5 years is just too long.
Yeah.
I still think 5 years, and let me ask you this. Can I ask you a really blunt question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Were you violent towards or destructive physically towards yourself or others?
I was never violent towards myself or others. In fact, I was too cowardly to ever inflict harm on myself.
Well, thank goodness then, because my best friend, yesterday, it will be 7 years since he unfortunately committed suicide, my college roommate. And that's why I say it's like family to me, and be glad that you didn't have the guts to do that. God bless you for that. But this is a personal issue. I mean, I have seen the mental health up close. And my best friend, my college roommate, 7 years ago yesterday committed the thing that you can never take back, and that was suicide.
Yeah.
And it affects people for the rest of their lives. But my point is this. I think that is the right amount of time. Unfortunately, 5 years, I think, is a fair number, especially because, and you probably know this from dealing with people that have helped you, it is incredibly hard. I mean, it is incredibly hard to sometimes get out of the depression. And it can stay with you for sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes 6 months, sometimes it can be years.
Yeah, and I was actually hospitalized 3 times, and the first time I got out, I lied my ass out of it. And so I guess from there the question is, well, how do we know that the people, you know, the psychologists, psychiatrists?
Well, and that's the reason why that 5-year number. And again, I'm going based on statistics, and I appreciate your phone call and your honesty. But I'm going off of others that deal with mental health that have a degree and have saved their lives in it, who've said 5 years is the bare minimum. That's what they say.
Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fouts. Hot Talk 560 KSVO. Police arrested 3 men after they crashed a stolen car following a chase in Oakland early this morning. Police think they may have been involved in a shooting in Hayward on Sunday afternoon. A former Alameda County prosecutor has been named to a federal judgeship in Sacramento. Judge Troy Nunley grew up in San Francisco's Hunter Point neighborhood. Taking a look at the roadways, a little better news. East Shore Freeway, westbound 80 at University. It was a crash blocking the 3 left lanes. It looks like all lanes have been cleared. Traffic is recovering. It's backed up towards Gilman. Eastbound is slow out of the MacArthur Maze. Southbound 101 slow from the Waldo Tunnel across the Golden Gate Bridge. Eastbound 80, or 37, that is, slow before the Lakeville Highway past Highway 121. Looks like we have an accident on 37 westbound at the Mare Island Bridge. Not sure if any lanes are blocked. CHP just getting on the way to the scene. Southbound 880 at 238. Crash there. I'm Dave Houck, South Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by Canada or Canada's Committee. TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Only the Home Depot has Kidde worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kidde worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. It is good to be with you. And if you just joined us, this ongoing debate on guns, Yoko Ono yet again being the latest person to go out there and to advocate for hardcore gun control, even though the gun that was used to shoot her husband who died, John Lennon, would not be affected by the gun law that she is advocating for us passing right now. And it goes back to that core issue of, I don't trust people with my guns who don't even understand gun control. I don't trust people with gun control. I just don't. I do not trust them with gun control when they are like this. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. They sit there and no one in Washington, where are the people in Washington talking about mental health? Because this is personal for me and I am irritated about this. It is very personal to me. And the reason why I say it's personal to me is because I had a gun pointed at my head. I've been shot at. I've been a victim of a gun crime. And that person was declared mentally incompetent to stand trial by a judge because they had mental issues. And it drives me crazy. It absolutely drives me nuts when people just don't seem to get it. 1-800 or 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Bugs, listening in New York on WABC. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Ben. Good evening. How are you today?
Doing well. Give me your take.
I was wondering, I mean, as far as I know, the people that are advocating for background checks are advocating for background checks to keep guns away from deal with mental health issues and criminals. So if you're stating that we should have more focus on diagnosing people with mental health, if we do diagnose them all, they can still walk into a store and buy a gun without a background check.
Which is the reason why I want there to be an issue with mental health and a check. The same way we do a background check, there should be a mental health check. And no one is advocating for that. And a universal background check, which is what Dianne Feinstein and other liberals are now obsessed with, will not stop the legal guns on the streets. The gun that was used against me was bought illegally, and the guy who shot at me had already been convicted, not once, but two different times for aggravated armed robbery. In other words, they didn't spend much time in jail because they were a bad shot and they didn't kill anybody. And they were given multiple chances to get back out in society, and they were not, by the rules we have right now, allowed to purchase a gun. It wasn't an issue. They can buy one. You can find a gun in the illegal world the same way. You know. And I'll say this. Let's just deal with it. Be blunt for a second. Let's look at drugs for a second. Aren't drugs illegal? Okay, how easy is it to find pot in this country?
Yeah. I understand that, but
no, but let's be real, okay? How easy is it if you do you smoke pot? Let's start with that.
No.
Okay, but if someone said to you, "I will give you Bugs $100,000 and you have to go find me pot in 1 hour, and oh, by the way, you won't be arrested for this," and you knew it without a shadow of a doubt, I guarantee you, you could find pot in an hour.
Probably. Sure.
Okay. And you're not even a criminal. Well, imagine if you live in a criminal world. You think, and the fact that we're going for universal background checks, the point is this. It is a false sense of security. It's an incredible amount of money to go into it, and it's not going to stop bad guys from getting guns. If we really want to stop the violence, if we really want to stop the killings, if we really want to stop the 1,058,000 who've been killed by guns in this country, as Yoko Ono tweeted out so eloquently, then I would say this. It's time for us to actually start having real laws in the books that when we do catch someone with an illegal gun, you actually go to jail for a significant amount of time. But no one's advocating for that in Washington right now. No, they're advocating for this kumbaya, let's all just feel better and feel safer if we pass a gun law for universal background checks. And I'll also ask you this, Bugs. What is a school zone?
Yeah, there's no guns in a school zone, I understand.
Right. How's that working out for us?
Not too good, obviously, with the,
yeah, because the only way that a gun-free zone works is if everyone plays by the rules. And proof that these laws that these liberals advocate for, like, we're the safest in the world, our kids are so safe today, because our children now live in a gun-free zone at school. There's no guns around. That's not working, is it? And it's going to be the same outcome, I guarantee it. It's going to be the same outcome when we have a quote-unquote gun-free, this universal background check, and everybody's going to be safe. It doesn't work that way. And I appreciate the phone call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Also, all the latest breaking news on michaelsavage.com. Again, michaelsavage.com. Let me go to Mark in Washington. Welcome. You are on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in. Hello.
Hey, Ben. We need to carefully consider the unintended consequences of linking people's mental health history with their constitutional rights. If we do this, a lot of people are going to decide not to get treatment for their mental health. The vast majority of people who are depressed and anxious, even bipolar and schizophrenic, never become violent, never become dangerous. And if we make it so that people are going to show up on an FBI list, if their doctor says they're depressed, they're going to decide not to get treated. And I'm a lot more...
But I think, let me say this. This is where I think there has to be a real compromise, okay? And hear me out. I think that if you're committed against your will, and I think that if a judge declares you mentally incompetent to stand trial, or a judge declares something hardcore through the court system on mental health, that is what should have you have a 5-year moratorium, and or if you commit a crime and you're declared mentally ill, then you should lose your right to have a gun for X. This is not for people, and I want to make this incredibly clear to anyone listening. If you're bipolar and you get help on your own and you've never committed a crime and a judge has never been involved and the state has never had to take you from your home and commit you against your will to a mental institution, then you should have the right to own a gun. But these people that keep committing these heinous crimes, they're not fitting into the category that I just explained. They are having issues. The police are coming to their houses. They have been committed against their will. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people exactly like the guy that committed the crime against me, who was declared mentally incompetent to stand trial when they first came up for his probation hearing. That's the person that should be on the list. Not someone like, for example, you or I, if either one of us dealt with depression. There's a big difference. You still there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, with a very narrow definition like that, I'm totally on board with you. But it frightens me that I hear our senators and our lawmakers not making that very clear and narrow definition. Because, you know, what frightens me is, you know, the police officers in my state whose kids have cancer are not going to come forward if they think that the diagnosis of depression is going to mean they lose their job in their house.
I totally agree with you, and that's why it has to be incredibly clear and precise and defined the way that I just told it to you.
And I agree with that definition. You know, against your will, declared not guilty by reason of insanity, you know, that narrow of a definition, and it works. If we go any broader than that, it will interfere with people seeking treatment.
I appreciate the phone call, Mark. It's great to be with you tonight. Thank you, sir. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Chris in Ashland, Pennsylvania. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Ferguson. How are you?
Doing well. Give me your take.
I was just giving a call to say, you know, it's like you said, people put the focus on the weapon rather than the person behind the weapon. And criminals that have that intent to kill somebody, they're going to find a way to do it. People have, in the past, have run people down with their cars. And, I mean, does that mean that we should have background checks for everybody with a vehicle to make sure that, you know, nobody's going to go on and do something like that? But, you know, like you said, it gets to a point where it's too much focus on the weapon rather than the person behind that weapon.
Well, and that's the thing about Yoko Ono and even her son. Look, I feel terrible for them. It's been 30 years. Not only that, but her son has been without a father for 30 years. And an incredible musician. Forget politics, everything else. I don't care about anything about that. It's a tragedy. But I want to actually fix the problem and make things better, not just pass laws that make everybody have a false sense of security when it does absolutely nothing to help the problem. I mean, and again, I feel like I have a right to really be talking about this because I almost died. This is real to me. This isn't a joke. And so I sit there and I continue to see these people, Chris, who keep coming out and advocating for laws that are about as stupid as a gun-free zone at schools, because that is a false sense of security, and it only works if we actually live in a perfect world, and we all know we do not. Remember, gun-free zones were supposed to make our kids be in the safest buildings in America. Remember when that all came about? When we passed the laws that you couldn't bring guns within X number of feet of an elementary school and a high school, and we said we're now the safest nation in the world, and our kids are safer now than they've ever been before, and it was going to change everything. Well, it only works until one person breaks the rule. It only takes one.
Exactly. And you know what? We've seen throughout the course of the history as well, there's been brutal stabbings as well, but there's nobody advocating for knife control. You know what I mean? It's always going to guns, 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 but a lot of people forget that, you know, in the beginning, the way we got our freedom was through guns. If you take away people's defense, the criminals that carry these weapons will have open reign because nobody will be able to defend themselves.
And not only that, but criminals never play by the rules. You take away guns from law-abiding citizens, and those, well, just look at our borders. We can't even keep 20 million or 12 million or 15 million or whatever number you believe in, actual humans, out of this country with our borders. What makes us think that if we turn in all of our guns and we had universal gun control in this country, that we'd be able to keep the illegal guns out of this country when we can't even keep 12, 15, 18 million humans out of this country who come here illegally? I mean, we suck at stopping humans, and it's a lot easier to smuggle a gun into this country than it is to smuggle in a human being. We got 20 million illegal humans here. People need to wake up. People need to wake up fast and realize this is total insanity to think that this is going to happen and that we're going to be safer the same way that we're supposed to be safer because we had gun-free zones at schools. That's not working because we're not a perfect world and there is good and evil and there are sick people, there's mentally insane people, and there are people that want to go down a blaze of glory and you cannot stop them. You can't. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Ben Ferguson filling in for Savage tonight. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage. Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services help Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Here's about traffic. Have a car fire. Westbound 37 Mare Island Bridge. Looks like the left lane was blocked. Actually, the freeway was shut down temporarily while they put the fire out. Getting things reopened, right lane is open. Traffic is slow over the Mare Island Bridge, however, probably in both directions. Northbound 101 Oregon Expressway in Palo Alto, stalled van. It's got the right lane blocked. And on Highway 280 southbound at 87 in San Jose, getting reports of a crash there. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have a loan balance of $625,000 or more? If so, listen up, because I've got fantastic news that won't last forever, even for those of you who have little equity or may be underwater. Hey, it's Mel, and my good friend Greg O'Donnell's got your back big time. Just when you thought there was help for everyone but you, Greg O'Donnell's offering jumbo refinance loans as low as 3.75% at no cost. Yeah, you heard me right. No-cost jumbo refinance loans at 3.75%. Finally, somebody's looking out for you. Call Greg and his team of elite professionals today at 866-496-2300. Repeating, Greg O'Donnell has no-cost jumbo refinance money at 3.75%, licensed by CalDRE 0119-8426 and MLS 298004, APR 3.875. Not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions do apply, rates subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
After a fluffy waffle and some HD TV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll bowl them over! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Whitewater rafting on your bucket list? Ride the rapids with the experienced guides at Adventure Connection. Paddle happy with half off from SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a ticked off Tuesday, but we do it with a smile on our face. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It is Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. So good to be with you wherever you are around the country. And if you just joined us, yet again, liberals showing they just don't understand this gun control issue, the gun control debate. I mean, I can disagree with somebody, but what drives me nuts is when people don't even understand the debate. They don't get it. Yoko Ono is another prime example, tweeting out a picture saying over 1,057,000 people have been killed by guns in the U.S. since John Lennon was shot and killed on December the 8th, 1980. Underneath is a picture of John Lennon's bloody glasses, apparently from that night. And here's my thing. The gun that was used to kill Lennon would not have been banned by the law that she's advocating for. Mental health, huge mental health issues. Huge mental health issues with the guy that killed John Lennon. He had actually tried to kill himself once before. Flew all the way to Hawaii to do it. Was unsuccessful. Went to hospital. Major depression issues. He's the guy that we could have maybe said, yeah, you can't buy a gun. We won't let you. But we don't have a law right now to deal with mental health with true background checks around the country. And why aren't we trying to do that? Jim, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in. Hello.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I think on this issue, I mean, you're totally right on. I got to agree with you 100%. But the whole thing is they're going, this whole gun grab thing, you know, assault weapons commit the least amount of all these crimes. The majority of these crimes are just are highly concealable guns, a pistol. You know, something like that. You're not going to have a long rifle out there. That's idiotic. And I live in a state where we have background checks. We have 10-round magazines. And it hasn't stopped. It just doesn't stop. Bad guys still have guns.
Bad guys are always going to have guns because they don't play by the rules. And there are a lot of people that really just don't want to hear that. They don't want to know that. But it's true. There are a lot of bad guys out there. I mean, a lot of bad guys out there that do not play by the rules. And so this whole let's just push for background checks. We must have background checks. That'll save the world. It will not. The same way that gun-free zones are not saving kids' lives at schools. It's not working. And they still go for it. They still act as if I'm an idiot because I don't think guns are the problem. I don't think guns are the problem. I think insane people are the problem. I think illegals that can come across the border can easily bring a gun with them when they come across the border. And we don't have safe and secure borders in this country either. As far as I'm concerned, until they figure out how to stop letting millions of people in this country illegally, until they can figure out how to do that, I'm not going to trust them to be able to take care of me and protect me with illegal guns coming in this country. I'm just not. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Clayton in Austin, Texas. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Ben. Great discussion tonight. The one point I wanted to make was I just don't think we can have any meaningful debate or discussion about gun control until we look at the direct correlation between these mass shooters and being jacked up on these SSRI drugs. There is a direct correlation. The more they've been used, and you don't hear it anywhere.
For people that don't understand what you mean by SSR drugs, explain.
The serotonin uptake re-inhibitor drugs, the Abilify, the well.
You're talking about these. It's for people to understand, because I just want to make sure we make this clear. You're talking about the selective serotonin drugs that are put out there, inhibitors. There's a lot of information on this. There's facts, there's myth, there's everything to come about this. But you're talking about all the people we have drugged up to take care of the problems.
Well, like on the TV commercials that you see all the time for these drugs, you know, may lead to hallucinations, suicide, anxiety, all these other things. And one thing we do see with the Columbine shooter, with the shooter in Aurora, the Sandy Gifford, all of these, they were all on very potent SSRI drugs, and it's just not being discussed. And I think it ties in with what you're talking about with mental health. But
well, you know what? And I think what you're saying is something that should be brought up. I agree with you. But nobody in Washington on the left is even thinking about bringing any of this up that you just mentioned. Because all they want to care about and all they want to blame is your gun. They're obsessed with it. They're obsessed with taking away my gun. And they don't care about if they're going to save lives or not. They just think it sounds like they got something done.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. It's so good to be with you tonight. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage. It is always an honor to be here with you, filling in for Michael. He will be back with you live tomorrow night. But in the meantime, we've got a lot to deal with, a lot going on around the country. And I want to get your reaction to all of it. This is one that has just been screwing with my head now, as I've been dealing with this issue for now months on end. And we are now hearing that there will be 10,000 drones in the sky by 2020. FAA predicts, in their new predictions that have come out, that 10,000 drones could be in the skies by 2020. They predict 10,000 commercial drones could be in the skies after guidelines are approved. For now, Congress has asked the FAA to write regulations on civic operations of small unmanned aircraft systems in the nation's airspace and submit them by 2015. They say once enabled, commercial U.S. or UAS markets will develop. There are many potential ways for a company to generate revenue from these applications, whether from new markets or more efficient applications in established markets. They say based upon the expected regulatory environment, FAA predicts roughly 10,000 active commercial UASs in 5 years. Now, the director of corporate analysis at Teal Group, which monitors the aerospace industry, says when rules are written, law enforcement will be first in line, followed by civilian applications. According to an FAA document, which they referenced, it estimates that $94 billion will be spent over the course of 10 years for unmanned aircraft systems alone in the U.S. Now, as of now, the FAA has issued 1,400 licenses to police, universities, and federal agencies since 2007. That number far higher than previously known. I mean, this is a lot. There's 1,400 licenses out there. And a license can mean you have multiple drones. So who knows how many are really out there. And the University of Missouri, one of the top universities with journalism schools, is teaching their students now how to fly these drones, how to fly these unmanned drones, and how to fly them so that they can be used for what they're referring to as news gathering. Again, news gathering. Now, I am a news guy, but the idea of someone being out there, the idea that somebody can take a little drone and fly it over my house and my private backyard and everything else that goes with it really does bother me. It really does. It irks me. At the same time, I can see where drones can be used for good, and I'm not a paranoid person. My dad works in law enforcement, and I've seen the other side of this. My dad works with emergency services, and a lot of times they are called in to find missing persons, and it happens in all different scenarios. It can be someone that gets lost in the woods when they were hunting and they never found their way out, and the family calls. It's 3 in the morning, and it's deer hunting season. It's freezing outside, and a drone can cover a lot of land a lot faster than a human being can. We've seen where kids with special needs, Down syndrome, have been lost, have walked away and gotten lost in the woods behind their parents' house. We've seen people with Alzheimer's and dementia who've gotten confused, gotten lost. And there's the other issue. There are a lot of people out there that have been abducted, and you can cover a lot of ground with a drone. Now, in that situation, I'm in favor of a drone. And now, let me explain, though, how I would be in favor of it. Because this is very important information. I'm in favor of it if you can go to a judge and you can get a warrant, or you can get a piece of paper that says from a judge with a checks and balance system that, yes, a drone is warranted for the next 24 hours in a missing person's case. A drone that family members can also say, hey, we want this used on our family member, on my husband, my wife, my kid that's missing, whatever it may be. We want this. We're in favor of it. But to have a bunch of them out there, to have a bunch of drones out there just randomly that can be used, and I don't think, you know, people say, oh, well, this can be used for journalism. This can be used, you know, for journalism. And look, we've got people right now at the University of Missouri, and apparently they're not the only university, who are teaching kids how to fly these drones. That makes me nervous. That makes me very nervous. Because that, to me, does not sound like journalism. That, to me, sounds like the paparazzi. And that's what I'm not in favor of. Should I be able to fly an unmanned drone around a crime scene? Should I be able to fly an unmanned drone over somebody's house that's famous for a news story? Or if somebody wants to fly a drone over my house and takes pictures, and they can say in their defense, well, he's a public figure. He's on the radio. I see him on CNN and Fox News channel. So I know that he's a public figure. I don't think they should be able to do that. And you can make that argument that I'm a public figure. He's on Twitter all day long, that Ferguson guy. He's on Facebook. Look how many people follow him. I saw him on Fox. I saw him on CNN. So we should be able to fly around his house and look at his drone, or look at his house and his backyard with a drone, I should say. This is the stuff that drives me crazy. Because when there's good technology and these things can be used for good, the problem is how do you know if they're going to not be used for good? And how do you regulate them? How do you stop them? How do you protect our rights? And the FAA is predicting there's going to be 10,000 of these things. That's a lot. I mean, that is a whole lot of drones in the world. And my question is, how do we keep them in check? How do we know where do you draw the line on these? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Because I can see where the positives of this can be. I really can. I can see this. I understand how these unmanned drones can be used for a lot of good. They can save a lot of people's lives. But I want to know how you're going to protect me and my privacy at the same time. I also, and just be, by the way, I trust overall police, but I do not trust them to have a unlimited access and to be able to put a drone up anytime they want. And that's coming from someone that grew up with a father in law enforcement that's still involved right now. But they're still humans, and there's still people that would abuse the power. And I think the majority of police officers would not abuse their power, but there's enough that would. And I don't think you should be able to get your hands on a drone to use for surveillance or for anything else unless you have a judge that orders it for X number of hours, for X number of days. Here's the other question. Should the police be able to use a drone to fly over every neighborhood and look for pot? I mean, that's a real question that should be asked. Should a police department be able to fly over your neighborhood anytime they want to, looking for marijuana growing in your backyard or illegal activities in the neighborhood in general, without there being a warrant and without there being a tip and without there being any reason to really think that? Just for anonymous looking. So what are you doing today? Well, I fly a drone for a living looking for bad things and people's property, illegal use of things. I'm an eye in the sky, and I try to find illegal things. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Also, always online at michaelsavage.com. I'll get your reaction to this and see what you think. Let me go to Phil on line 9 in Florida. Welcome, Phil. You're on the Savage Nation.
I think the problem is people like you and I that scrutinize, we're afraid that the people who get these things going do not scrutinize. This is really bad. These drones can be fixed with automatic weapons. It takes the fix.
I'm losing you, Phil. We got a bad connection, but what you said is you can fix things on there. I'm not so worried about the automatic weapons or semi-automatic weapons and the things like that yet. But I am worried about there being abuse with these drones. I am worried that they will be abused and that they will be something that I should be concerned about, and not because I have anything to hide, but because I don't trust people, and I don't think anyone should be able to just spy on me, look at me anytime they want to. I don't. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Every stoplight is a drag race. Every corner, a chance to hug the road. There's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette. And only one true choice to find your Corvette in the Bay Area. Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City, the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, with over 50 new Corvettes in stock. Coupes, convertibles, Z06s, ZR1s, with all of the colors and performance options you want. And to ensure they get a great allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Drive a hot new 2013 Corvette Grand Sport Coupe for $10,000 off MSRP after $2,000 factory rebate. You heard right. $10,000 off the new Corvette Grand Sport. That's just the start of the savings. View Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at GoBoardwalk.com. That's GoBoardwalk.com. Or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 and Whipple in Redwood City.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson and filling in tonight. It's an honor to be with you. Filling in for Michael Savage. He will be back with you tomorrow night. And remember, all the latest breaking news online at michaelsavage.com. Michaelsavage.com. You can find out everything there. Make sure you check that all throughout the day. Is constantly we're updating you on breaking news and everything happening around the country and around the world that you need to know about. Michaelsavage.com. All right. If you just joined us, the FAA is now predicting there will be 10,000 drones could be used in the skies by 2020, and that's licenses, which means it could be more than 10,000 drones. The shocking thing is I don't think anybody realized how many permits have already been given out for drones. As of now, the FAA has already issued 1,428 licenses to police, universities, and federal agencies since 2007. That is a number that is far higher than any of us thought. Of these, 327 are still listed as active, meaning that they're used on a regular basis. So here's the question. Where does their rights to use these and our right to say no? And how do you find that out? How do you decide where that is going to work? How do you draw that line on really that issue? I mean, I think in emergency circumstances, you should have to go before a judge. It should be easy. You should be able to say, we got a missing person. We got a child that's kidnapped. We got an Amber Alert out. We think they're in this area. We need to use a drone. Can we put one up? And you should be able to get a quick yes, especially if it's something like that, for a short period of time. But just open-ended to be able to fly around and just watch people? No. Let me go to Tyler in Texas. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. Hello.
Hey, man. Yeah, I just wanted to say that a lot of the mainstream media and, or, you know, what we would call non-conspiratorial media really paints people, or has been painting people in the past, that have been pointing out the fact that, hey, drones are coming to the skies of America. Domestic drones are coming. And people that they have called conspiracy theorists have been trying to point this out for 5 years or more. And now it's finally coming to the front, and everybody's amazed. And I'm just sitting here saying, hey, this has been coming down the pike for a long time. It started overseas, and now it's coming home. And I agree totally with your point that for the whole Amber Alert thing, missing children, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the tip of the spear. This is how it works. We've seen it time and time again. They'll say, okay, we'll only use it in special circumstances. And then that slowly fades into a gray area where next thing you know, they're using it for any situation. And I just feel like it's this culture of fear of terrorism and everything else in the United States that is causing, like, the NSA to have massive overreach. All of these spy agencies, I personally feel like, are massively overreaching domestically. And this is just another step, in my opinion.
Well, I want them to be able to be used responsibly, but I want to know what the rules of engagement are. I mean, here's the other thing. Can my neighbor put one up in the air?
I mean, exactly.
And what is the fine? Is it worth the risk-reward aspect of this? If some creeper wants to stalk his ex-wife and put one up over her house, maybe in a gated community, see who's over there, what car's in the driveway, who's in the backyard. And if you're a crazy person, you may actually really do that.
Well, I agree. And it's just another thing that people, individuals are going to take advantage of anything they can. You know, like anything can be abused. But my focus is on law enforcement, et cetera, abusing this power. I see your point totally. But I feel like the overarching issue is just this slow fade into less and less privacy in the United States. And I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist.
I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I'm the last person to be saying you're a crazy whack job, even though many liberals would say that. I also go back to this question. Should the police have to get a warrant or have to go before a judge, have to go before someone the same way they do with all other issues, and have to be held accountable and get a yes, some sort of checks and balances to be able to get a yes on these issues before they put a drone up in the air? I'm not saying you should have to jump through a ton of red tape, but I do not trust that these things will not be abused. I just do not trust it.
I could agree with you more, sir. And I'm glad that a show that reaches so many people is talking about these issues. And I really commend the Michael Savage Show for bringing this up, man. And I turned on the radio to sit down and eat some Whataburger. And I was just, you know, so happy to hear that finally, you know, we're waking up to these things, man. And I really appreciate everything y'all are doing.
It's good to talk to you, man. And I thank you for listening to the show tonight. Mike will be back with you tomorrow night. Also online at michaelsavage.com. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. Lewis on listening in WABC. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. Hello.
Hey, Ben. How are you? What a lot of people aren't discussing is the fact that there is a reasonable expectation of privacy in your backyard, in your home, that shouldn't be violated by this drone policy. What really scares me is the fact that politicians are so cavalier about our reasonable expectation of privacy. Sure, okay, Mayor Bloomberg, I might agree that I don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in Times Square, but I surely have a reasonable expectation of privacy in my own backyard. And you would expect, and I agree
Well,
with
and there's
you.
A difference between a public area and private property.
Exactly.
I mean, I expect, Lewis, I expect that if I'm at Times Square for there to be cameras up, and I'm okay with it, I get it. I understand why. You don't have to convince me of it. But if I'm out hanging out in the back porch, you know, looking at my, shining my cowboy boots, should I have to actually sit there and worry about a drone over my head? It's the Savage Nation. More coming up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dinovite and I went to Dinovite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, a lot of the seaweed, the kelp, flaxseed oil, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
Dinovite.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts on Talk 560 KSFO. Officials have unveiled the first tunnels built in California in more than 50 years. The pair of single-lane tubes through the middle of the mountain will divert traffic from Devil's Slide. Highway 1 should be open for business tomorrow morning. Santa Cruz County officials say jailers goofed when they mistakenly released an inmate from the jail on Friday. The inmate posed as another inmate with a similar name and physical description, and he hasn't been found. And Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is forming a new issues advocacy group to promote immigration reform, education, and other policies aimed at growing the economy. Taking a look at traffic, downtown San Francisco, a large march proceeding towards City Hall in support of Prop 8. Estimated crowds in the upper hundreds, near 1,000. So watch out for delays in downtown. Eastbound 80 at University in Berkeley, a crash being reported. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-511-2359. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-293-0025 and claim your free copy. Call 800-293-0025. That's 800-293-0025. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a ticked off Tuesday, but we do it with a smile on our face. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It is Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael. It is so good to be here. It's an honor to be here filling in for Michael. He will be back with you tomorrow night. And we've got a lot to cover tonight. One of the big things is, and I'm a little bit surprised by the number. FAA predicts 10,000 drones could be in the skies legally by 2020. And here's what the question. As citizens, where do we draw the line? I do see that, and I've watched drones be used for incredible things. And I also think that some have tried to scare people on drones a little bit too much. The drones that we're talking about for surveillance are nothing like the drones that we're talking about in Iraq and Afghanistan that are dropping bombs on people. And I think some people try to go a little bit too far on that, try to fearmonger. I want to have a real blunt discussion about it tonight. I also know that journalism schools are really out there now teaching students how to fly drones. I told you, University of Mizzou is teaching their students how to fly drones now. That's a big deal, and obviously they're thinking of it that way. I mean, they are literally, you know, they think this is the future. This is the way to cover news. You get to a crime scene, you get to, you know, a car accident, whatever it may be. Forget taking the shot down from the street. You just throw a little camera up in the air, and bam, you've got the story. It's cheaper than putting a helicopter in the skies, too, for like we see a lot. You got a controlled area. And there are other people that say, well, they should be able to cover the news that way. All right, let's deal with that one aspect for just a moment. Should news stations be able to put a drone up to cover the news anytime they want to? Because that's going to be one of the biggest issues. Right now, you can put a drone up. I mean, you can put a helicopter up. You can take pictures in my backyard, but at least I know there's a helicopter flying over my head. Unlike one of these little drones, I may not know it. I know if there's a helicopter hovering over my house. I absolutely know that. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Also, a lot of you are tweeting at me right now, and I appreciate all those on Twitter. Ben Ferguson Show is my Twitter account altogether there, and I'll read some of those coming up. Let me go to Bill, listening in New York on WABC. Good evening. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you. How are you?
By the way to get around this is we have to exert our air rights in real estate, especially in New York City. It happens a lot. We all have air rights over our private property. It's what prevents your neighbor from building out horizontally over your property. So for these drones to work properly, they have to fly low in the sky. So they would be in violation of your air rights. That's different from, I would say, from airplanes and helicopters, because they have to fly in certain altitudes and certain FAA corridors.
Sure, I've taken a lot of flying lessons and flown. Some of my good friends are pilots, and they have small airplanes. But you can also, and one of them flies helicopters. I mean, look, you can ask, request FAA, or even if you're in an uncontrolled tower area. You can absolutely fly at a very low level and hover while taking pictures. We see this happen all the time when people are taking pictures for houses to sell, for land to sell. And you can get really good photos that way. I'll be honest with you. One instance where I'd love to be able to have a drone. Have you ever sold a house, Bill?
I have a house, yes.
Okay. My house right now sits on 1.3 acres. I would totally pay $300 or $400 when I go to sell my house to have somebody with a drone throw it up over my house, take pictures of the front, the back, the pool area, the backyard, the trees, so you can see an aerial view of the lot. I would pay for that. I think a hovering little drone shot, nice camera, nice shot of my backyard, you know, for maybe the equivalent of a fourth story of a house shooting the backyard could be a great selling point for my house. Now, should I have to get someone to get a permit to do that? And that's an applicable application of a scenario that I think there's a lot of Americans say, yeah, I mean, I'd love to pay somebody to come take some good pictures of my lake house or good pictures of my home when I go to sell it so they can see the view in the backyard from an aerial view, which makes the house look beautiful in the property that you may be buying.
Well, where we're at right now with the drones is like the way cars were at 115 years ago, when there were no roads, per se. People could just drive in any direction. So what you have to have is legislators have to enact roads for drones. In other words, make sure that they're only allowed to be flown along the public corridors as opposed to private corridors over private property. It's lawless right now, and that's where legislators have to do their job.
So from the example I just gave you, would you be in favor of people being able to fly a drone to take pictures, for example, when you're selling your house, and should you have to get a special permit for that, or should you be able to do it the same way that I can hire somebody in a helicopter to take those same pictures?
If it's your property, and if you can do it with reasonable safety.
In other words, if you authorize it of your property, that should be the litmus test. But someone flying over your house, like we have, for example, Google Streets or Google, I mean, you know, I can put in any address in America and see the aerial view of someone's house right now.
The thing with
Google Earth, I should say.
Google Earth drives on public streets.
But the pictures that they have from the satellites from above, that's not on my street. That's from a satellite.
Well, these are, again, this is a lawless kind of area. These have not written any laws to cover this. This is why we need to go to court and make sure that if you feel you have been violated, you need to sue. And that's the only way it's going to change the system and have laws enacted.
All right, I'll see what those think. Bill, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for listening to Savage Nation. Online at michaelsavage.com, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Jake in Pennsylvania, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I don't understand why you're upset with the airwaves or the airspace filling up with drones that could be potentially used to spy on the American populace.
Are you being sarcastic or serious?
Your bank accounts. They scan your emails. And they listen to your phone calls. Yes, it's one more invasion of privacy, but nobody has complained about the invasion of your privacy into those other three areas that I mentioned.
Time out. Let's stop having a conversation with massive blanket statements and painting with a huge paintbrush, okay? You just said that no one has complained. That's an absolute lie. Okay, Jake? A lot of people have complained. A ton of people, including Michael, including myself, have complained about the different issues that you just brought up. So let's not act like no one's complained about it.
All right.
Can we agree on that?
Now the government claims the airspace as its eminent domain. And they're going to do with that what they want. And although it's extremely distasteful to face that fact, I don't see how the civilian populace of this country can deal with that.
All right. You said what you wanted to say. I still don't understand what your point is. But I took your phone call anyway. Hopefully, Don, you can do a better job in Pennsylvania. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Ben. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the lawless, I was wondering what's going to happen when the criminal element gets a hold of drones.
Great question. What about stalkers?
Right.
What about people that have restraining orders against them? What about psychos? What about people that may start watching from the air security of different buildings and how people come and go?
Exactly. And to see where the police are at that time?
Again, think about all this. Great questions.
Yeah. Can I make a comment about marijuana real quick?
What about it?
Marijuana is a gateway drug to liberalism.
All right. You know what? That may be the best I took your bait ever. And I appreciate your phone call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. John, listening in Nevada, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. Hello, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Ben?
Good.
I've got a couple questions. Why don't we just, use them on each other? You know, if they can spy on us, shouldn't we be allowed to spy on them and just make it like an Ed TV thing for the whole world?
Who would we spy on, though?
No,
as funny, funny as your idea is, the scary part is I think that there's some people who say, okay, sure, that's a fair trade.
I mean, who cared? But, tit for tat, you know?
let me ask you this. I'm not a paranoid person, but drones genuinely do concern me.
Absolutely. I mean, what's next, you know? What is next? Tank marching down the street with the drones?
These things, I just see there being so much ability for there to be abuse, and I want to make sure, if I hire someone to come take pictures over my house, that's one thing, okay? If I want to look and survey my land, that's one thing. If I have private hunting land and I want to put up a drone or hire someone to come put one up to let's see where the birds are, where the wild turkeys are, where the hogs are, where the deer is, whatever that be, that's fine if it's private property. But if the government's going to put one up, I want to know, or the police, I want to know that they've had a check and balance by going to a judge. That's what I want to know. I want to know that because I don't think the majority of police officers would abuse their power, but I know that some of them will because they're human, and I don't trust humans to be perfect. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
The best damn morning show, period.
The words for the day. Damn it, Jim.
when you call in, before you hang up on yourself, and before you curse out Bob, you're going to say, damn it, Jim, at 808-5600. Okay.
Yeah. Way so to go, here. Jim.
Damn it, Jim.
Jim, you're an idiot.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer, plus free shipping. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builder's-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Fibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just 5 windows, and your 6th is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just 5 windows, and that 6th window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Sean Hannity.
And Barack Obama, how's he going to pay for it? He's going to, quote, tax the wealthy. He's going to destroy the economy is what he's going to do.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. It is great to be with you wherever you are around the country. Michael will be back with you tomorrow night. And remember, as always, for the best late-breaking news 24 hours a day, you can find it all at michaelsavage.com. Check it out there again, michaelsavage.com. We got some news coming up directly from michaelsavage.com in just a little bit. I'll tell you about an incredible story that deals with elephants coming up in just a little bit on that. But first, drones in the skies, and where do we draw the line? And how easy should it be to put a drone up in the air? How hard should it be? And what rights should you have? And should the news be able to throw them up wherever they want to, the same way they do with helicopters? And a lot of people say, hey, it's public streets, public area. They're, you know, outside a football game, outside showing a crowd coming in, you know, flying over a concert, an outdoor concert, et cetera. Totally should be able to use that. How about a fire? Showing an aerial view of the fire. Should they be able to put a little drone up there? Take that video. Or is that an invasion of your privacy? And this is going to be a tough one because there's also a lot of people out there that I do not trust with these cameras. Man, I don't trust them. I don't trust them for a second that they're going to do the right thing with these cameras. I just don't. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. And what about the police? Should the police be able to throw one of these up in the air without getting a warrant to do it? How easy should it be? Let me go to Scott in California. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. How are you? Scott, you there?
Oh.
All right, I guess. There we go. Now I got you. Scott, go ahead. All right, Scott, I guess we lost you. We'll try Tom in Pennsylvania. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Howdy, sir. Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I'm from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. This is central Pennsylvania. One of the local townships there just passed an ordinance making it illegal in that township to do flyovers with drones. What happened there, a real estate agent contracted a guy that had one of these drones, and he was photographing real estate for this agent, and he just happened to fly over the supervisor's property, and that got the ball rolling, and it ended up, that's how it ended up.
That's how they ended up finding out about it.
Yeah. And
well, I mean, think about it. How mad would you be if all of a sudden you're outside or your family's outside, some drones flying over taking pictures? I'd be pretty hacked off.
Well, this is what the super...
I mean, I wouldn't be pretty hacked off. I'd be seriously angry.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it's going to hold up in court. I imagine it will be tested, but somebody got the ball rolling.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what others do with it, and I appreciate the phone call. It's good to talk to you, sir. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let me go to Lorraine, listening on KSFO. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
I just wanted to make the point that I think the general public, if you went out and took a poll right now, would think that the drone is a big plane. There have been so many pictures put out in the press about them that that's what a drone is. And
well, and that's what I said earlier that I tried to make real clear to people was, look, we're not talking about drones that are used to drop bombs on people in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're talking about the equivalent of a somewhat steady remote control airplane or one of those remote control helicopters that you can buy at the mall. Now, the ones that are really good, they cost more, of course. Flight time on these is about 8 to 8 minutes long, best case scenario, maybe 10 minutes long, and they're really hard to fly in heavy winds or even semi-heavy winds.
Right. Well, they have drones smaller than that, and I can email you a picture of one. The CIA, I forget if they ordered over 1 million of them. They're drones as small as mosquitoes, and they're that small. They're virtually undetectable, and they look like mosquitoes. It was said that what they're going to have them do is they could literally fly, land on your back to get into your house to spy on you, and you'd have with a listening device and camera armed on these little things, and nobody would ever have a clue. They have, I mean, I've YouTubed it. You can, it's all there. But it's really kind of a lot more scary than I think people are imagining.
Well, and I don't know if a law would even protect you from that anyway. I mean, if somebody's going to spend the money for that kind of technology, I mean, I'm not sure a law that can protect you from that. But let's go back to the normal type of picture drones that probably the average person would have. I mean, that's what really we should talk about. Those are the ones, and where do you draw the line?
Well, what? I definitely think that that man that called from New York definitely has a point that there needs to be air privacy over with that. There has to be a warrant. I mean, you know, if you think about the Patriot Act and NDAA and the things that they've kind of swept under the carpet that are now surfacing with the drone issue and everything else, we're losing our privacy and our liberty, and we have to put a stop to.
But I also, and let me say this, though, but I also think at the same time, okay, let's be real, that there is a use, there is a real use for drones. There can be a real use for drones. Can we agree with that?
To a point, but I just think that it's like a...
I mean, I would say real drones in a positive way. I would even go that far.
Well, I don't think we need them, to be honest with you.
But what about, what about missing persons cases? I think that's when we should totally have a drone. You don't think?
No. We have satellites that can do the same job drones do.
Not as fast, not as local. I disagree with you. You think a random Podunk County sheriff who's got a missing hunter can call in a satellite? Come on, let's be honest.
True, but...
I mean, you got a kid that goes missing and you got an Amber Alert out and you know that someone kidnapped a child in a neighborhood and you can canvass the woods around that area a lot faster than humans can, see and see if you can find somebody, I think that's something that should be brought up. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you. We'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome. It is The Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael tonight. It's an honor to be here filling in for Michael. Great to be with you wherever you are around the country. Michael will be back with you tomorrow night. Lot to cover tonight. Some of the biggest headlines this evening. Two gay rights cases are going to hit the Supreme Court this week. Conservatives are giving same-sex marriage momentum. I'll tell you why coming up in just a little bit. Also, the NFL has apparently been recruiting a gay player to come out to take some of the heat off of the NFL with some of their questions they asked at the Combine this year. And so now they're trying to make up for it by trying to find a gay player. They can, you know, say, come on out and we'll protect your job security and you'll be a token and a beacon of light in the NFL and it'll be worth it and we got your back. See how that plays out. And Politico attacking Wayne LaPierre and the NRA, saying that he is a tired old white guy clinging to the past. Pretty interesting there. Give you all that coming up in just a little bit. But first, 10,000 drones, they're saying, could be in the sky by 2020. That's what the FAA says could actually have licenses to be up there. 10,000. 10,000 drones in the sky by 2020. The FAA predicts 10,000 commercial drones to be up and running. Guidelines that would be approved, they say, by the FAA. Now, currently, right now, one of the shocking numbers has come out is as of now, the FAA has issued 1,428 licenses to police, universities, and federal agencies since 2007, a number far higher than what we previously, many people, thought. And here's the other thing. Where do you draw the line between using drones for good and protection, personal protection? Personal protection from your invasion of your privacy. Now, drones can be used for missing persons cases. They can be used for Amber Alerts. They can be used for all sorts of good things. I also think that drones can be used for great things like helping you sell your house, taking beautiful aerial views of your home, instead of having to hire somebody in a Cessna or somebody in a helicopter. And I also think that drones can just be fun if they're used responsibly. So where is the great line? And there's the other side of this. What about the paparazzi? You're laying out in your backyard that's secluded. Maybe your wife's out there. Maybe she doesn't want tan lines. And all of a sudden you got a drone flying over your house with some creeper out there trying to take pictures of you. Great example of this is what happened with Prince Harry and his wife when they were in a secluded location. Married couple decides to sunbathe topless. And some creep goes and takes pictures from a mile away. Should that be against the law? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. A lot of you making comments online. I greatly appreciate that. On Facebook and Twitter, you can find me at Ben Ferguson Show there. Let me go to Patrick, listening on WABC. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson here tonight. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Regarding the drones, I think that the paparazzi would have a field day with it. And the lenses on some of these drones, one of the callers talked about how they have to be low. Well, they actually don't have to be so low. They can zero in as high as they want to and focus in on any celebrity that they want to. They could track a celebrity from point to point and have a field day with it.
Well, and not only that, but what about politicians?
politicians, anyone that is in the media, anyone's in the news, anyone who's...
What about somebody you just want to set up and you just want to go after?
That's right.
I mean, you could almost stalk somebody.
You can. Well, the paparazzi, they do stalk people. They pay good money to find out where celebrities are. So what they could do is have a drone over a particular restaurant. The celebrity goes out. They can take a photo where they're going. Beaches, anything like that. You spoke about a beach before. They can. Celebrities want to be on a pool, on a boat somewhere. Drones can go anywhere. And like I said, the lenses on these things are very powerful. So it doesn't have to be low. It could be a high-flying drone. You wouldn't even know it's there. And they could just zero in right on whoever they're covering.
And that is where you have to ask the question, should that be against the law?
Well, I'm thinking this. I mean, it's going to be really tough to say it's going to be against the law because it's a public space. Right now you can take a photo if you're in a public space, and anything that's in public view you can take a photo of. So it's going to be really tough to say, well, you can't do that and allow helicopters to do it. The only difference is, like you were saying before, well, you can hear a helicopter, but in the law they're going to say, well, it doesn't matter whether you can hear the helicopter or not. Maybe, like, I can't hear a helicopter that well. Does that mean that it's not breaking the law with me as opposed to you? All that matters is what's the ability of the vehicle? And the ability of the helicopter is to spy on anyone they really want to, if they want to. And the ability of a drone.
Here's the other thing, too. I feel like a helicopter, at least, you have a fighting chance to realize that someone's watching you.
Right.
I feel like a drone, you have absolutely no shot at knowing. And here's the other thing, and I'm just trying to be real world. There's a lot of people in their backyard that lay out. They got music going or they got earbuds in. So you could have something flying above you, buzzing around. You wouldn't even hear it.
That's right.
And that, to me, is an invasion of your privacy. That, to me, is paparazzi. That, should be completely against the law.
Yeah, I agree it should be against the law, but I think that it's going to be one of these things where it's going to be impossible to enforce because, you know, again...
Well, let's deal with the police. Should the police be able to put them up just because they want to, or should they have to get a warrant?
I think they should have a warrant. I think the police should have, just like they have a warrant to enter your premises, I think they should have a warrant to film your premises or in the yard or wherever you're going to be. If they're going to, same thing with a tap. If they're going to put a wiretap, they got to get a court order. They're doing an action against you. Really, they're looking at you for some reason, and that's a little different because they're an authority. The thing with the paparazzi and the photographs, that's the problem. It's not against the law to take photos. Like, in other words, I could take a telescopic photo of you, and you'd never know I'm there. I could take a 400-millimeter lens and...
Well, we saw that with Andrew and whatever his wife's name, Kate Middleton, when they had no idea, thought they were in a secluded place. She took her part of her swimsuit off, and there's the golden picture that was, you know, seen around the world and that will never go away because of the Internet. Patrick, I appreciate the phone call, man. Great points. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let me go to Kathy in Minnesota. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in this evening.
Good evening, Ben.
Evening.
Yes, I will agree with you that everything has its purpose in this world. But usually it's the government that will abuse it.
The government does abuse things, and I think what you're saying is you're concerned that the government would abuse things right here the way that we're talking about with these drones. And the answer is, yeah, they will abuse them. Mark my word. There will be abuse unless there are checks and balances, because there's always, with power, there is corruption. And I don't think that's being paranoid either. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so you are totally correct in saying that you believe that there will be, and that's why I think you should have to have a warrant to be able to put one of these up in the air if you are law enforcement. And you shouldn't just be able to use them to fly anywhere you want to, whenever you want to, or because you're bored, or because you say, hey, let's fly it over here, or hey, that's Mac's girlfriend's house, let's check that out. And there's a lot of people say, well, that's just ridiculous to even assume that. I think it's ridiculous not to assume it. I mean, you've got an incredible ability to be able to look at people, spy on people without them ever knowing it. You have to take that into consideration. You just do.
Oh, yes. And the government these days, right now, are doing what they want, when they want, and it doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
Appreciate the phone call. It's great to talk to you. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, Ben Ferguson, filling in tonight for Michael. He'll be back with you tomorrow. I want to go to Josh in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Josh.
How you doing, Ben?
Good. Great to talk to you.
Glad to see you're on a national stage, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Go ahead.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, here's what I got. I think that there is absolutely nothing we can do to stop everything that has been named. The little mosquito drones, the police using them just in random, keeping an eye on everything, yada, yada, yada. Due to the push of technology, I don't think there's anything. I mean, I think it's literally just a matter of time. I think all we can do is sit down right now and figure out what is illegal to do, what is legal to do. What, like with the paparazzi, I think the best way to handle that would be if you take pictures of someone without their permission, yada, 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 well, they have the rights to every one of those pictures. So that means any money that you make.
Well, but here's my thing. What about this, though? If somebody is on their private property, should you have the right to take a picture of them using a drone, even if that drone is shooting from a vantage point that is not on their property? In other words, you're spying in because of the height advantage you have using a drone. I think that should be against the law.
Well, I think that maybe it should be against the law, but there's so many weird things that could be come into play then. You know, some guy playing with his kid with one. Because you got to think, everyone is going to have these things in 10, 15 years. You know, this is not going to be like a thing only the rich and famous have, or yada, yada, yada. They're already selling them for $300 or $400 in, you know, I can't think of the name of the cheesy airplane magazines that do it, but Sky Mall or something like that.
Trust me, they are out there. They are you are totally correct. They are absolutely out there. Great point, Josh, and I appreciate the phone call from my hometown tonight in Memphis. It's the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-621-8600 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-621-8600. That's 1-800-621-8600. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Over $4 for a gallon of gas? Stop paying high gas bills and drive past the pump in a new Chevy Volt from Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. As the number 5 Volt dealer in the entire U.S., Boardwalk has over 40 Volts to choose from with amazing savings. Right now, lease a 2013 Chevy Volt for just $259 a month plus tax for 36 months. That's right, only $259 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Includes first month payment, zero security deposit plus tax, title, and fees. Plus, you can get an additional $1,500 California Clean Vehicle Rebate. At Boardwalk Chevrolet, the Chevy Volt comes with an HOV lane sticker to make you a VIP during your commute. And many Silicon Valley employers have special convenient parking spaces for hybrids. So shop online at GoBoardwalk.com or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 and Whipple in Redwood City. Volt closed and lease based on 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents each additional mile on approved credit to highly qualified customers. Five of this payment. Chevrolet. Find new roads at GoBoardwalk.com.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is a Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael tonight. It's an honor to be doing the show tonight, and Michael will be back with you tomorrow. Also, don't forget, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you want the best breaking news source, go to michaelsavage.com. You can find everything there, and you'll know exactly what you need to know that's going on in the world. Again, michaelsavage.com. Make sure you check it out there. Now, FAA predicts 10,000 drones could be in the skies by 2020. That's with licenses. Does not count the people that may be using them around your neighborhood, or maybe to spy on an ex, or who knows what. I mean, who knows what and how they could be used and who could be using them. And so the question is, where do we draw the line between our privacy and also using these things for good? Because drones can be used for good. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Dave. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in.
How you doing, Ben? Good show.
Thank you, sir. It's good to talk to you. Give me your take.
Where are you at?
What'd you say?
Where are you at? Where are you coming out of?
Dallas this evening.
Oh, good. Anyway, I'm an attorney. I don't focus on this, but a friend of mine does, and these peeping, all the laws are on the books. These peeping Tom laws are actually fairly serious. And if you get caught taking a picture of somebody next door, taking a shower, and then you get caught doing it, you're in a lot of trouble. These are sexual assault cases in a lot of them. So what I don't understand is, you know, the laws are there. People are going to have to start understanding them.
I think the thing is, it's harder to prosecute somebody if it's a drone and all of a sudden it flies off the front of the house and turns down the street and you can't track it and then you're stuck. I think that's when it gets really difficult.
That's true, but that's the way criminal law works. It's intention and stuff, you know. So, you know, like I said, you know, these laws are fairly serious. I mean, I've seen people get into a lot of trouble just taking pictures of their neighbors, you know, taking a shower. And it's not.
So when you say serious trouble, are you talking about having to, like, register as a sex offender for Peeping Tom, et cetera?
Absolutely. These are Peeping Tom laws. You know, we had this tragedy here in Santa Cruz last month where this guy killed two cops. He was a Peeping Tom perv, and they knew it.
Interesting. Very interesting, and I appreciate the phone call. Marty in Virginia Beach, beautiful area up there. A lot of great Americans fighting for this country out of Virginia Beach in Norfolk. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Thank you, sir, and you're doing a fine job filling in for Mike tonight.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
They've been doing that for a while, man. They've been surveying government property and manned aircraft for a while, busting marijuana farms and other things. But they pick up a lot of footage, but they really can't do anything with it because, just like the previous caller said, if you don't have a reason to be doing to surveilling somebody, you just can't randomly publish pictures. Unless they are in the general public, much like, the topless photos that were taken, they were in the general public. It's not like they were in their backyard kicking it.
They were at a private resort where you would think, a private area in a private house where you would think you would have some privacy. I mean, and that photo was taken from an incredible distance. They obviously thought there was no chance that anyone could be able to take a picture of them. Now, they were obviously wrong. But I think that right there is a prime example of something that should actually be against the law.
Well, if it was a private investigator and he had good intention, he wouldn't have to go through the courts to do it either. He's been contracted by somebody to do that, a wife or a husband or whatever. It doesn't matter how far away, you're still in view of the public.
All right, see, that's a law that I want to be on the record saying I'm totally against.
Me too. You know,
I am totally, totally against that. If you can do that, and that's my worry about the drones, is those guys are going to win a lot more than they're going to lose. 1-855-400-SAVAGE online at michaelsavage.com. 1-855-400-7282. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael tonight. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, on Talk 560 KSFO. An estimated 1,000 people are taking part in a pro-same-sex marriage rally. After a march, they are now congregated at San Francisco City Hall. Of course, this is a day before the Supreme Court will hear arguments on Prop 8. These rallies have been taking place across the country today. PG&E is warning of a telephone scam that appears to target Hispanic businesses. The businesses are told that their service will be shut down unless they make an immediate payment using a credit card or prepaid debit card. Three men are in custody after they were spotted in a stolen car that may have been involved in a shooting in Hayward. They were arrested after the car crashed near Interstate 580 in Park Avenue in Oakland. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash northbound 280 Ocean Avenue in San Francisco. Expect some minor delays there and debris northbound 880 at Great Mall in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again. Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-601-8761 to take advantage of Lear Capital's Silver Investor Special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now 1-800-601-8761. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-601-8761. That's 800-601-8761.
Rackspace just open sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere, in your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on. Put the top back on.
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a ticked off Tuesday, but we do it with a smile on our face. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back. It is a Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in. It is an honor to fill in tonight for Michael Savage. He will be back with you tomorrow night. Also, remember, 24-7 at michaelsavage.com, the latest headlines and breaking news that you need to know about. Again, online at michaelsavage.com. And there's a very interesting article up there right now, and I encourage many of you to go check out. And it's about these crazies, these supervisors. The government should take care of them forever. One administrator was rewarded $423,000 a year for the rest of her life, according to the county pay records, in addition to her $301,000 base salary. This woman's going to receive $24,000-plus in equity pay to guarantee that she makes at least 10% more than anyone else in the county, about $54,000 a year in longevity pay for having stayed with the county for more than 30 years, an annual performance bonus of another $24,000. Another $9,000 a year for serving on the county's three-member surplus property authority, an ad hoc committee of the Board of Supervisors that oversees the sale of excess land. like other county executives. She also gets an $8,000 a year car allowance. She's been with the county for 38 years. She's 63. When retirement day comes, she'll be getting a lot more than a golden watch. That's because, according to the county's auditor's office, this woman's annual pension will be equal to the dollar total of her entire yearly package of $413,000 after she retires. She also has a separate executive private pension plan for which the county chips in $46,500 a year. And people wonder why government's so screwed up. This woman's going to make $500,000 a year until she's dead because she worked in county government, not even as an elected official. Incredible. All the details up on michaelsavage.com there. And we got a William in Tallahassee. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. Hello, William.
Hey, Ben. Good job tonight, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, my question is, I just caught the tail end of the drone issue. And my thing is, here in Florida and Georgia, where I've bought and sold homes over the years, like I own the mineral rights to the property that I own, I also own the air rights. What about the violation of the air rights, other than, you know, obviously military and civil aircraft?
Great question. And the real question is this. You know, I'm glad you brought this up, Wayne, because I was actually talking with a good friend of mine, Daryl, that's in TV. And we were talking about, okay, let's say that someone goes missing and we've got some hunting land that we've leased. Should the police be able to throw that drone up over that land and try to find that missing person that went missing? I think so, if they go to a judge. But Daryl and I are neighbors. We're good friends. Do I have a right to fly a drone over my property and take a picture into his backyard over of his property? Because the air rights over my property, I have a right to, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I could easily put a drone up over my property, and I could take pictures into Daryl's backyard. Have no problem doing that, because now I'm not breaking the law. So should I be able to do that, or am I breaking the law? See, I think I'm breaking the law there. I think that's an invasion of privacy. People put a fence up so I can't climb the fence and see over it, right? So why should I be able to put a little robot up in the air to look into my neighbor's backyard, even though legally at that point you could say, well, I didn't invade your air rights, and so I should be able to look over your house. I mean, I'll even say this, William. If I've got a camera on a pole in the middle of my yard, and that camera's got a zoom lens on it, and I stick it up to take pictures of you and your family hanging out at the pool, or even worse, what if you're a pedophile and you've got small kids in junior high, elementary school, or high school laying out, and I got a camera up? Should that be against the law? Now at that point, I can say, hey, whoa, 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 I just got a camera up my yard on a pole. I'm not in your backyard. You can't come after me.
Yeah, and all you have to do is say it's for security purposes. You know, and that screws everything up. For me, I own 25 acres. They would have to violate my airspace to take a picture of me, depending on where I'm at on the property.
I think that's voyeurism. I think that's creepiness, and I think it should totally be against the law.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think if they're going to violate your airspace, even law enforcement, they need a warrant.
Bingo. That's my point. I totally agree with you, and I appreciate the phone call, William. Say hello to Florida for me. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Meredith just wrote in. Meredith says, Ben, I am in law enforcement. Enjoy you filling in tonight. I think you're wrong on this issue. I think law enforcement should be able to use these drones whenever and wherever they see it fit to use. I do not think they should have to get a warrant to do this, because that just takes way too much time. As for the paranoia of you and others, you just pretty much need to get over it. Police can pretty much do whatever they need to do anyway, so why try to get in their way now on this issue? It's just not smart. Let us do our jobs. Everybody complains about the cops until they need us, and that's when all of a sudden all their rights they don't really care about anymore. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, Gary in Massachusetts. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, Ben. I just like to say, you know, they always say what goes up must come down, but they forget to say, you know, what about safely? And what's going to happen when these drones start crashing into, you know, our private houses or buildings or, you know, maybe, God forbid, the highways? Or what if a private citizen doesn't quite know the rules or the laws and he's flying it near an airport and it crashes into one of these commercial jetliners?
You know, that's been brought up, and I think some people are smart enough to know with that. That if you're by an airport, you probably don't do it. I don't see that being the real issue. I see this being an issue of just paparazzi, creepy, following people, trying to get embarrassing pictures of people. Maybe jealous ex-girlfriend, boyfriend wanting to see who's in your backyard with you. That's what I see. I see it being more of an issue of just pure creeps out there doing this than anything else. I don't know. And the other thing is, why would I want one of these up around an airport? You know what I mean? I mean, yes, there can be accidents. You're totally correct in that. There certainly can be accidents.
Listen, you have no idea what goes on in the state. So I wouldn't second.
Good point. Well, and you may know about some of the stuff that I don't. I mean, you may know. I mean, do you know that drones are being used in different places now?
I just think they're just trying to invade more and more of our privacy, more with our cell phones, with our smartphones, with everything. They just want to know everything about us every second of the day. That's just what I think. What else could it be for? There's no reason for it.
You're talking about in two different capacities. You're talking about in two different capacities, okay? You're talking about government use. Do I trust government with drones? No, I really don't. I don't trust it with government use without there being a warrant, without there being checks and balances, without there being a judge. I also really don't trust it in another capacity, and that other capacity is with private citizens, because these things can be cheap. They're not that expensive. They can be really, really inexpensive. And they're going to get cheaper.
Have one.
Say that again.
I think every creep around would have one.
Sure, why not?
If you can get away with it, this would be another reason for these creeps to get away with more sickness. And there'd be no laws to protect any of the kids against it.
There you go. It's great to talk to you. Thank you, sir. Eric in good old Joplin, Missouri. Eric, how you doing? You're on the Savage Nation.
I'm calling about the drone comment and everything. Here in the...
By the way, can I ask you a question real quick? How are things after the... Are you guys getting back on your feet, recovering? I went up to Joplin, actually, after some of the horrible storms that you guys, tornadoes you had. How's it looking now?
Yeah, absolutely. We're coming back in strong form, and I'm really proud to be a Joplin citizen, and I was really proud of the way that my town behaved in this time of crisis. It really spoke volumes for the people of Joplin and just the Missouri area.
You guys did an incredible job, and the devastation for people that didn't get to see it. I say it in a respectful way to you guys. I had the honor of coming up there after that tornado came through there, and the way that you guys handled yourself was amazing. It really was.
Absolutely. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and at the time, just seeing the outpouring of normal citizens, as well as emergency response from the surrounding areas and just from people coming out of their homes that didn't receive damage or taking people into their homes who did. You know, it was just amazing, and we are doing great coming back from that. Unfortunately, here in the Joplin area and some of the surrounding areas, meth production has always been kind of an issue, and so we do have a lot of surveillance planes flying around looking for, you know...
Meth labs, rolling meth labs even, maybe.
That are indicative of that. But when they transfer and start putting that into the control of drones, I mean, it seems to me that drones are more, you know, military aircraft, and using military aircraft or technologies against United States citizens seems almost like martial law. I mean, absolutely do I not trust, like, private citizens with drone control cameras, and they're selling these things as toys to children and to anybody who wants to buy one. But at the same time, I mean, I think that if the United States wants to surveil its own people, they should have real people surveilling their own people. I do not mind the use of drones in military situations, but to use drones against the United States people seems like just that close to martial law. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it just seems that, and especially there needs to be accountability rules and ways to track drones back to their owners if they're going to be sold to private individuals. And there absolutely 100% needs to be accountability laws for people who are in control of those drones in a military or in a domestic police situation. But I still believe that if you're going to surveil the American people, have real people surveilling the American people. Don't leave it.
Well, and but they say, hold on, there's real people behind this.
There, that's
true. So all you're doing is using technology for safety and everything else.
Yeah, but it's military technology. You know, I mean, I feel like it's just a step closer to using, using the military to govern and police the United States, to police the American people.
So would you, even with the positives that can come out of it, would you say no to drones overall because of the worry that you talked about right there?
Yeah, I would say no to drones overall.
All right, then I got to ask you this question. We just talked about the storm. Joplin, there was a lot of people looking for people. I mean, there was a lot of people looking for people after that hurricane came, or that tornado came through your town. That's an example of where drones could have been used for good.
We'll look for people, you know, and I mean, I can't see, and there were some beautiful, but really telling photography taken from the air of the destruction and the devastation of what happened here, and you could have done that with drones, but at the same time, from that height and that angle and the destruction the way it was, people who were missing were either under rubble or they had passed because of the tornado damage and everything. And I don't feel like, I mean, maybe in a drone in the aspect of, like, they have roller cams that can go in under smoke or into a burning fire to use heat images to find things. And in that scenario, I can't see a problem using those. I don't see a problem using drones to defuse bombs in bomb threat situations. I do see a problem using drones to secretly surveil people, whether it's for the police or whether it's private citizens doing it. I think that drones being used for surveillance, because there's no accountability, especially for private citizens, and there's really no setup, because they're so new, there's really no good setup way of accountability or a check and balance to watch those people who are in charge of their drones. You know, yes, there are people behind the drones, but just because, you know, I mean, just because a person's in the military doesn't mean that they're a spotless individual who's devoid of any moral qualms or isn't going to occasionally use their, I mean, people in positions of power frequently use their positions of power for personal gain or personal.
Well, and that's where I think, and Eric, I think you bring up a great point, and I appreciate your phone call tonight. That's where I think you should have to have a warrant before you can use one of these drones. And we had someone in law enforcement that Facebooked me earlier that said, you know, Ben, you need to lay off the we can use these things anyway, and you guys need to stop being so paranoid, as she put it. You know, you need to stop being so worried and so paranoid, because we're not going to abuse the system. I disagree. I don't trust humans to always be honest or perfect and never abuse power, regardless of if you have a badge or not. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. It is a Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUICOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank accounts. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Every stoplight is a drag race. Every corner, a chance to hug the road.
There's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette. And only one true choice to find your Corvette in the Bay Area. Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City, the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, with over 50 new Corvettes in stock. Coupes, convertibles, Z06s, ZR1s, with all of the colors and performance options you want. And to ensure they get a great allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Drive a hot new 2013 Corvette Grand Sport Coupe for $10,000 off MSRP after $2,000 factory rebate. You heard right. $10,000 off the new Corvette Grand Sport. That's just the start of the savings. View Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at GoBoardwalk.com. That's GoBoardwalk.com. Or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 and Whipple in Redwood City.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a ticked off Tuesday, but we do it with a smile on our face. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, 24/7, MichaelSavage.com. Got all the latest breaking news and headlines that you need to know about, including these insane retirement packages that public workers are getting to the tune of $400,000+ a year. That story up there on michaelsavage.com. Make sure you check it out. It's been great filling in for Michael tonight. It's always an honor to fill in for the great one. Let me get straight back to your reaction to these drones. I want to go to Teresa. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
The government's been spying on us for a long time, at least me. I used to live in Forest Hills, and we're in a forested area, and I had these helicopters. Some would call them black, but they were very dark green. And there's one that used to come over and get me sunbathing. No one else could see me except for the helicopter. And this person would fly down and get lower and lower. I was afraid he was going to crash. And
so you're saying no. Is that what you're saying? I think you're saying no.
They've been spying. They've been doing it with helicopters.
So you think the government's actually been using a helicopter to come spy on you?
Not on me specifically.
Okay. All right. I was going to say.
Sunday. You know, I nude sunbathe.
Sure.
And, you know, the first one or two trips over, you're like, okay, it's training. Big deal. But then they start.
They must have really liked you.
Huh?
They must have really liked you.
I had lost my baby giving weight, and I was pretty hot then. This is.
Well, you know what? Good for you. Take it as a compliment, I guess. Thank you, Teresa. Ed in Kansas City, I bet you can't top that one. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
No, I can't top that. But
she was pretty hot back in the day, by the way. Let's just make that very clear.
What's that?
I said apparently she was very hot back in the day. Just want to clarify that for everyone listening.
Okay. When we were in our 20s or something like that.
All right, give me your take.
I'm going to stay out of that county.
You want to stay out of that county, you said?
Yeah, I mean, wherever this lady's getting $400,000 a year.
You're talking about with the pension.
Yeah, with the pension.
Yeah, just go on out there to California. They can give you some free money out there. You got to work 36 years, but you'll get paid $500,000 when you retire a year. We're not talking about a one-time payout.
Well,
we're talking about a year.
Well, that's probably why a lot of people are leaving California.
Maybe I'm in the wrong position. I don't know. Maybe I should have gotten into government work. It's the best retirement plan out there. Unbelievable. I'm out of time, my friends. Been great filling in for Michael Savage. He'll be back with you tomorrow. Many of you found me on Twitter and Facebook, Ben Ferguson Show in both places. Thank you for doing that. You've been listening to Savage Nation. Michael back tomorrow. Have a great evening.